Welcome to Mindset 52 with J.R. Rivera. Today's guest is Lisa Tavizan with Unity Title. Lisa, thank you so much for being here on my podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. This is going to be my first podcast, guys.
It's your first podcast. Heck yeah. Well, it's a celebration. We're very excited to have you. We've been talking about it for a while. Again, life and business, everything has kind of gotten in the year rolling. Before we know it, now it's the holidays almost again. So we just want to make sure that we got you on and tell your story. I want to hear so much about what is like everything about Lisa and Unity Title. And I want to hear a little bit about your industry, too. So excited to kick things off. Tell us a little bit about you. Where are you? Did you grow up here in Omaha? Where are you from?
Yep. So I am born and raised here in Omaha. My parents are both from Mexico. Came here at a young age. So my dad is from Durango and my mom is from Guanajuato. My mom actually graduated from South High School. So
oh, wow.
Haven't left Omaha. Been here forever. Grew up in the South Omaha area. I got into title insurance literally right after high school. So next year is going to be my 25th year working in title insurance. Oh my God,
that is phenomenal. I didn't know that. So you've grown up with the industry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, okay.
From every aspect, like literally starting from the beginning.
Okay, so this is perfect. You're going to tell us everything about title. All right, now so... All right. Well, there's so much I want to hear, though. How'd you like you grew up in the industry, but what was your trajectory like?
Mm-hmm. So interestingly enough, right out of high school, I had my oldest son my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So obviously very young, had to look for a job. I ended up going through a staffing agency and finding my beginning start at a title company in Bellevue. Had no idea what I was doing there. I was just like, I'm here to type up some legal descriptions. Let's go.
Yep. Yep.
So I ended up working there for 5 years. Just like anything, you get to a certain point where you're like, all right, what's next? What am I going to do? I'm sick of this place. Let's do something else. I was very fortunate to have a family friend that was a realtor at that time and always poking and prodding like, come on, Lisa, we're looking for a bilingual escrow officer. We really need somebody in the community. It never hit until finally I was like, all right, I'm ready. Like, let's do this. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
So I ended up working at the next title company for 16 years. I started there as our first bilingual escrow closer. Again, had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
So I started in the South Omaha community as a bilingual closer. We ended up moving over to 35th and Dodge area where I had a small team there. I was offered a position as an escrow manager after I was there for like 3 years, I think. Moved out west to manage a team. And at that point, I think I was managing about 15 people.
Wow.
And so I loved it. Everyone's always like, well, what is it that keeps you coming back? Yeah. And I literally love what I do.
Yeah.
I think like we all have our little granito que damos, right? And yep. So it's like, how can I help our community kind of fill that gap? So I feel like that was probably always the thing that kept pushing me along. I ended up moving into a vice president role at the company. And then shortly after that, COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so I feel like I found myself in the same position that a lot of people were in of what's next, what opportunities are out there, what can I do? And luckily I had a lot of really great friends and support, you know, everybody just kind of encouraging me like, Lisa, what are you doing? Come on, let's do this.
Sorry to take you away from today's episode, but I did want to mention today's sponsor, which is also Accent Insurance. Accent Insurance is your go-to insurance agency here in Eastern Nebraska and Iowa. We're here to provide services for all kinds of insurance, from home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, and everything in between. For all your insurance needs, reach out to Accent Insurance.
So 3 years ago, I opened Unity Title. It was very nerve-wracking to make the decision because, as you know, kind of getting out of your comfort zone where you've been for 16 years is like, ugh, it's hard.
Nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking. Sure. You know, I feel like I'm a very loyal person. I still have a great relationship with my old boss. So a lot of great relationships there at the company, and a lot of my biggest supporters are there. So It made it a little bit easier as far as that. But yeah, I mean, next year, like I said, it's going to be my 25th year in title insurance. I still love what I do. I have an incredible team with me at Unity. So I feel like that's kind of what got me here to this point.
So you mentioned a few different positions within the title industry. Talk to us a little bit about the process and the different like segments within title and escrow. What does it all involve?
Yeah. So the very first company that I worked at, like I mentioned, I started typing legal descriptions. Sure. Had no idea what I was doing. But at that time, again, I was 18 years old. Like, what am I doing?
Sure. Yep. Trying to figure yourself out.
Yeah. So, well, I think it was that. I was a new mom. That was, as Luis and I were just talking about refi booms, it was a period of refi booms. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people were getting commitments or they were getting policies at that time. So we typed legals. As I worked my way through the company, I started doing, it was a vendor relations role. And so we would contract national abstractors to go out and do searches for us.
Okay.
And so that helped me in addition to working in telemarketing when I was younger, obviously. But I feel like it helped me create relationships, you know, just being able to build that network of people that I could rely on to get the job done. And so kind of in the middle of that, you know, you have your days, you're down, you're not that busy. I started teaching myself how to search online. So I was able to do online searches, like just simple ones.
Sure.
I like to say now it's enough to get myself in trouble because I can, obviously I can go and I can do a simple search. I'm nowhere near an abstractor. There's no way I could ever do it. I'm too,
so what does that mean?
Like abstractor? A busybody.
That's just its own segment within the industry?
Yes. So the abstractors are in charge of going out, searching the public records. So when we do title insurance policy, we actually have to do on a purchase, it's a 40-year search. So we show what's filed against a property. So we need to see
like liens and all that.
All of the liens. We need to see all of the owners who owned the property. And when we do a purchase, it's 40 years back. So we're going all the way back. And we're going to make sure that any loans that were taken out, whether they're still active or they've been paid off, there has to be proof. There has to be a chain. And so that was kind of what I taught myself how to do in my free time, I guess you could call it.
So these are intricacies that a lot of people don't even know that is actually happening behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are taking care of making sure that it's all good to go, that the purchase is good.
So I was at the high school this morning and I was talking to some kids about like, you know, what did you want to do when you grew up?
Yeah.
What did you want to do when you grew up?
I wanted to be some kind of scientist or something, astronaut. Okay. I don't know. I had big dreams, right? Go to the moon.
Yeah. So I wanted to be a detective.
Ah, it fits.
It totally fits and I never even knew it.
That's awesome.
Seriously. So the way that I look at it is I get to do the detective side of it. I'm just not solving a crime. Kind of, right? Because if there's fraud and forgery, it's a crime.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch you.
Put Lisa on the job.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. But so that's kind of the way that I reflect back a little bit is I'm able to, with our work, be able to kind of dig through, make sure that everything is good for our customers. So making sure that their purchase is secured.
Isn't that crazy how that personality can line up so well with your industry? That's probably why you click so well, because the thoroughness that you have to be in this industry, you can't really skip and, you know, mess things up. So that's phenomenal. Well, good for you. And you obviously have, you know, you talked a little bit about relationships and networking, which is, man, it makes the world go round in a lot of these industries. And some people, they're phenomenal at what they do, but a lot of times nobody knows about them and they don't know how to do that. Unfortunately, that's one of the most important things to get your name out. You could be the greatest painter in the world, the greatest artist in the world, the greatest mechanic, but if nobody knows about you, how are you going to get that word out? But you've done a tremendous job connecting with people and making the actual real relationships actually establish and, you know, and making everything work, taking care of their clients. What has been the biggest lesson that you think you've learned over the last few years of developing relationships or doing a good job? Or, you know, what is the biggest key to creating a good sphere?
Integrity, first and foremost, always. I feel like I practice what I preach. I make sure that my customers feel safe, secure, that there's trust, right? Yeah. At the end of the day. I feel like that's the biggest thing. But I feel like one of the biggest lessons and probably a hardship when I opened the office was realizing you're not for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Sure. I had to 100%. Learn to be okay with that because yeah. I feel like, A, I'm a people pleaser. I want my customers to yeah. be happy. And that I feel like that was part of building the relationship. But to what extent, right? So yeah. it's like your people, your support, those people that are really going to be there for you and vice versa, they're not going to put you under the fire to make you feel like we don't align, you know? Yeah. So I feel like that was probably one of the biggest lessons that I've learned over the past 3 years.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Definitely doing a good job and staying, you know, keep that integrity up. Man, I can't say enough about that. I think a lot of people skip out on that portion,
yeah.
and they're just trying to make more business or do more and, you know, make more money, and
yeah.
you forget a lot of times what really is most important. Well, I have a couple of questions for you here lined okay. up. I wanted to just ask a little bit about your opinion on some of these things, but I guess what are some of the biggest headaches in your industry?
So I think I'm going to go back to the detective side of it. We're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like communication is huge. So the more forthcoming everybody is in a transaction, the quicker we can all get to the same ending point. A lot of times, unfortunately, if there's not communication, we can't solve the puzzle together. And at the end of the day, we all want a deal to close, right?
Amen to that. Right, so, God dang.
Seriously, yeah. though, I mean, I feel like that's the biggest thing is communication. And I will tell you, our team strives off of that. Like, we know that not every communication piece is going to be good, right? Yeah. You have bad news. There's yep. going to be situations that come up. But I feel like very early on in my career, I learned set the expectation up front. Even if it's not a good one, you know, we're going to delay it a little bit, you know what, so be it. But at least we've communicated that. You've heard from us and you know we're working on it. So.
No, 100%. Yeah. It's a great answer because, God, man, knowing is just makes such a big difference. And that way you can find a solution or yeah. refer or something, right? Yeah.
Or you have time, you know. Yeah. People are making the biggest investments of their lives. We were just talking the other day. Buyers are ready to close on a deal and sometimes they have the moving truck in our parking lot ready to go.
That's crazy.
But it's hard, you know, to be able to plan that way if you're not communicating and know that this might not happen at that time. So
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, a couple more questions here. What does a strong agent and title partnership look like in your eyes?
Communication is huge. Again, I think our industry thrives off of that.
True.
So I feel like that's probably going to be the biggest thing. But again, being a resource, I feel like I think that's probably the way that I create my relationships with my customers is being that resource. Even if I don't know the answer, I know amazing professionals. Yep. And so I can always lead them in the right direction. And they know I always have their best interest at heart. So if I'm sending you to somebody, it's because I trust them and I know they're going to take care of you the way that I would take care of you.
It means the world. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when you know, you talk about integrity, yeah. once you receive and you're in that position of receiving, doing the best job that you can possible, staying true to being honest and doing the right thing
yeah.
always pays back. And at the same time, communication. You're talking about that. If I've never had somebody be like, all right, that's enough. Like, don't let you
right?
more information is never too much. So being on top of things and keeping people in the loop is always a plus. And I think that's one of the things that most people appreciate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're referring you somebody that's, you know, part of their business. So,
yeah.
All right. Here's another question. If you could give every new agent one piece of hard truth or advice, what would that be?
Mm.
It's a tough one. You weren't prepared for this one.
I know. But. Well, I guess we all have our profession, right? We all are great at what we do, right? Whatever it is. I would say find good resources that align with the way that you want to handle your business, first and foremost. Get educated enough in each of those areas that create your team so that, again, as you're building your team and you're building those resources for yourself and for your clients, you can set the expectation. Because I feel like that's what the community is looking for. And it's the best way for all of us to not only continue that rapport, but also be able to have them trust us of we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would also say hearing your partners of what their needs are from you. As I meet new people, whether it's a new insurance agent, a new realtor, a new lender, I always ask, what can I do as my part of this team to make the to facilitate this so that it goes easier? Do I need to text you? Do I need to call you? Do I need to email you? Are you not going to ever read my text message? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I like that because you need to create some kind of platform, some kind of what's the plan here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
To put it in motion. I love it. Well, I guess going along with that. So sorry to take you away from this episode, but I did want to take a quick second to introduce today's sponsor, which is Scano Complete Cleaning. They do everything from commercial, residential cleaning to floor cleaning, tile cleaning, and everything in between. For all your cleaning needs, reach out to Scano Complete Cleaning. Well, I guess going along with that, what sets Unity Title apart from every other title company?
I love this question because kind of like you, right? We all do the same thing, yeah, right?
Yep.
I think and I feel like my answer has consistently been when you call my office, you're going to get somebody on the other line that is, you know, everyone has a bad day, right?
Yeah.
But they're not going to take that out on you.
Sure.
You know, they're happy. We're all happy to be there. We're all passionate about what we do. We like what we do. We like people. We want to help. And I think that's probably one of the biggest compliments that we get is when customers come to our office, they're welcomed, you know. That's huge. You don't want to walk into an office and somebody's getting ready to bite your head off because they're having a bad day. But again, I think it's that. And at least for myself, I'm always looking for an opportunity to be able to help whoever is coming into the office. Even if I don't know what they need exactly, I'm going to try to find a way. So
I love it. Speaking on that and the culture that you've created within your team, you guys have a phenomenal team.
Thank you.
What do you think for someone aspiring to build their team and create a good environment, a good culture, which is not very easy to do? It takes a lot of quality control. What do you think is maybe some advice that you could give to somebody trying to do that, maybe in a different industry?
Yeah, I think it's mindset. I think as leaders, and I think you can agree and your podcast follows suit with it, right? I feel like as a leader, you set the tone for your team and for the culture that you're creating. So I take responsibility of my own vibe that I give to everybody, right? Yeah. So if I come in and I'm foul, I can only expect that the rest of my team is going to act accordingly, right? I've created a space for them. It's true, though. I think about it and I'm like, who do I want to work with? I don't want to work with somebody that does not align with the culture that I create, not only within my company, but along with my clients, you know? So I think that's huge. I think it's mindset. It's very, very easy to get very negative. Yeah. It's hard to stay positive and continue to find motivation throughout your day. And, you know, life is hard. We get it. But I think together we create a culture where we love what we do. We love to come to work every day. We love to be around each other, you know, 100%. So I think it's that. Yeah.
I love it. Well, if you could give one last message to your 21-year-old self within this industry, what would that be?
Piece of advice. I think it is going to be, again, the hardship that I mentioned of it's okay to not work well with everybody. I think real estate can get really clicky. Let's be real. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so I feel like that is the biggest thing that I've learned is it's okay for you to be who you are, be authentically yourself, because your people will align with you and what you're trying to set up for yourself and the culture that you're creating. So
I absolutely love it. Thank you, Lisa Tabazon, for being on my podcast.
Yes.
I appreciate it. We're going to have to run it back one more time sometime in the future. Thank you
so
much.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.